Open our ears to hear what you would say to the gathering place this morning through Byron's message. I thank you for that. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We say, Lord, your will be done, and move in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
I was thinking, this Sunday, there's more to children than us. More of them than us, but we're all good. I'm looking forward to sharing this message on prayer. And I believe it will fortify us to go before God's throne of grace with greater confidence of knowing who He is. We're going to end this message with an interactive thing. So I won't tell you now what you know, but you can participate at the end. And part of this message is I would spend a lot of time going to the farm alone seeking the Lord. And part of this message came out of one of those times when I was just at the farm, me and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and getting close to Him. So look forward to this, right? So already, but kind of in starting, before I even started, this morning I woke up and I heard a few verses from the Word of God that would just start before we even get into the message. So Father, in Jesus' name, I submit myself to you, that the mind of Christ will dwell in me richly, that I will hear from your throne, Father God, for the people that you love very much, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. James 1:5-15, for the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. You know what? Sometimes, and we're going to learn more as we go through this, sometimes we go before God and bring sickness before God, and it seems like nothing happens. Well, we're going to learn more about that as we go on this. The next one that came to my mind this morning was 3 John 1:2. The prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. We got it
doubled.
Oops. What's that meant to say was, I pray that you will live in good health and well-being as your soul prospers. That's 3 John. Oh, it's right up there? Wrong on here. Technical, Jerry. It trips us up. But you know what? Holy Spirit cannot get tripped up, right? In Jesus' name. Then, before we get into this, Joshua 10:12-14. On the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, sun, stand still over Gideon, and the moon over the valley of Ephraim. Imagine you saying to the sun, stop in the sky. Yikes. And then sometimes we'll have to go to God and say, man, get rid of this headache. This guy said for the whole universe to stop. And the sun stood still and the moon stopped. Till the nation avenged itself over its enemies, as written in the books of Joshua. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down for a full day. There has never been a day like that before or since, a day the Lord listened to a human being. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. Or I might say, to all of us before we get into this. The battle is the Lord's, not ours. And it's a crazy thing that it's so easy to take charge of your situation when you really need to hand it over to God. And not just that, but rest in that. Believe in that. And have confidence in that. That's what we're learning this morning. So I'm calling this message this morning, Strengthening Our Prayer Life. I need it. I believe you need it. We all need it. So, by the way, I've been thinking about doing this for maybe 2 years and always never got to it. And then all of a sudden, I had an open topic this morning, and the Lord visited me and said, "Now's the time. I've been talking about this for almost 2 years. Now's the time." And this morning, while we were in prayer time, that's an exciting time to be here. All of a sudden, I closed my eyes and I saw a person, and there was no flesh, but it was like an X-ray, and all you were seeing was the inside. And then the Holy Spirit says, "I hope it's for all of you, but at least some of you, this is God going to be doing a work inside you. And just be ready to receive it." So we start from Ephesians 1:16-19. "I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." You know what? Not only thanks for God, but thankful for other people in your life. He's starting his whole thing about prayer and connection with God. And he's saying, "I'm praying giving thanks for the people." You know what? I give thanks for you guys. I've said it before. It's a wonderful thing to be a pastor here. I love you guys so much. And I've received from you guys many times, especially at 8:30. Many times at 8:30, words come. They even came this morning. Words come that affirm what I'm going to say. And you don't know what an encouragement that is. But he goes on and says, "Giving thanks for you and then remembering it in my prayers." Now, this is a part of prayer life. It's a lot of time, it's not about me and what I'm going through, although that's true, but it's also reaching out to people you know and bringing them up before the throne of grace. "Keep on asking God for that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you a spirit," here, "Father, a spirit of wisdom, revelation, to know him better." You know, life is all about coming to know Jesus in a deeper, more meaningful way. So part of prayer for yourself and for others, that they will grow in wisdom and revelation to know Jesus better. "I pray that the eyes of their heart may be enlightened in order that they may know the hope to which they have been called, which has been called you, the riches of his glory and the inheritance of his holy people." To know hope. Now, this hope here is not like, "I hope you get well," or "I hope you have a good time on your vacation," or I hope things go all right for you. This hope in God is way deeper than that. It's saying my hope is based on a positive expectation of good. That's my hope. I don't know what I'm, whatever I'm going through, whatever difficult things I'm going through, my hope in God is a positive expectation of Him working on my behalf. And it's all good. It's all good. And then it goes on, incomparably great love for us who believe. Great power for us who believe. Do you believe the one you're hanging on to is so mighty and powerful? He's way bigger than your circumstances. What can't even be compared? And then that power is the same as the might, as the mighty strength. It's power and strength to persevere, to be a powerful, strengthened person in this very difficult world. That's just one. We got a few more to go through. That just pulling that out. Ephesians 3 says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of the glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in the inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you will be rooted and established in love." Key. Where does the strength come from? The Holy Spirit living inside you is greater than you yourself or your flesh. And what is the Holy Spirit showing up in my life, in your life? What he's doing? I pray that you being rooted in established in love. What love? God's love for you. God's love for me. And going on to verse 18, may have power together with all Lord's holy people to grasp. Now here's the deal here. This power and the strength that should be working in us, how big is it? It's not measurable. How wide? How long? How deep is God's love for you? To know this love that surpasses knowledge. It's not something we try to get knowledge about. It's something that we receive with connection with Him through faith in Him. And faith in the Him ought to be a big Him, a huge Him. That earlier we talked about that listen to a mere human and stop the sun in the sky. He said, this is the only time we ever had that God listened to a mere man and stopped the sun in the sky. That's part of how high, how big, how huge God is in the one we approach. Now in Him we are able to immeasurably more than we can ask or think or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory in the church in Jesus Christ through all generations, forever and ever, and that means you and me. That means you and me, that we can, that when we go to this God with our, I don't think lately we've gone to him to stop the sun in the sky, but we go to him about relationships, about healing and sickness and whatever else, that we need to go to him with a positive expectation of good, that he'll do more than we're asking. Let's talk about the more. Let's take a pause here and talk about the more. Jesus was confronted with thousands of people, and they all were hungry for food. And he said to the disciples, go feed them. Come on, Jesus. You know, there's 5,000-10,000 people here. You ain't asking us to feed these people? We don't have enough money to go to Jewel Tea to get enough food for all these thousands. And you're holding a little bread and a couple of fish? You got to be kidding. Boy, you know what? Maybe we can relate with those disciples when we come up with our things that we need in our life and go before God's throne. Well, he took the bread, he took the fish, started distributing them, and it says that when he did that, everybody left full. It wasn't, you I got a little bit of fish for you. You're a young man, a little bit more for you. I don't know how much for you, but they ate until they were full. Now, it says here that he'll do exceedingly above what we could ask or think. You know what the reality that is? After all they were fed, 12 baskets full is left over. That's more, isn't it? That's the more that you can ask or think. That was reality, and that happened. They all fed, all full, and there was leftovers. God, when you approach God, remember when you go to prayer at him and maybe doubt tries to come, remember he's the more than you ask or think. And he never changes. It's not a matter, I don't feel like more today, so you don't get more. That's who he is. His supply is always greater than our need. Always, always. Romans 11. Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who will know the mind of the Lord, or who will be his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. In him be the glory forever and ever. And you know, this, I had to re-look at this verse a little bit, and I was saying, wow, man, God's the depth of his wisdom and the knowledge of God and unsearchable judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. The deal here is, who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? What this is telling me, don't shortchange your prayers before God. Or come to say to the place, I don't think he's hearing me. When you pray, he hears. When you pray, he hears. Now, the thing is, in the results may not happen on our timing, but be assured it'll happen on His timing. Are you and I willing to wait? You know, wait upon those who wait upon the name of the Lord, He will renew their strength. You know, sometimes me, and I hope sometimes maybe you, get a little frustrated in that word waiting. And especially when that waiting goes from months to years to many years, and nothing seems to be happening. That doesn't mean God's not at work. God is God. He is the one full of wisdom and knowledge. And we submit to Him and patiently wait on Him. Now, the thing is, while we're waiting on Him, He'll renew your strength. Allow Him to renew your strength. You know what? Too much in the Old Testament was Israel bellyaching. No time to bellyache. No time to complain. The time now is to believe and have faith. Romans 15. May the Lord of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Kind of affirmation of what I just said. You know what? Waiting is okay when you believe and have hope with a positive expectation that God's at work. So allow Him to fill you with all joy and peace as you're trusting in Him. During the process, trust Him. Trust Him. You know, I know you struggle because I struggle. Man, when things are, I'm not getting answers to my prayers, and then, you know what happens? When I'm in this place where I'm waiting and it doesn't seem like I'm hearing anything, and it doesn't seem like anything's happening, guess what the enemy is ready to deliver into my life? Worry and fear. Do you ever have that? Worry and fear. And you sit there and say, man, is he even listening to me? Wow. But you know what? The God of hope, positive expectation of good, fill you. That's a prayer. Fill you with joy and peace as you trust Him, as you're going through the process of waiting on Him. And it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't shortchange. You know, the gift of salvation is great. It's really important. His body broken that we might have Him working on our behalf. His blood shed that we might be forgiven. But in coming to acknowledge that and coming to receive that, God Himself gave you the greatest gift ever. Holy Spirit came and dwelt inside. And part of what's talking here, when it says, may fill you with all joy and peace, I'm going to phrase that differently. You and I cooperate with the Holy Spirit living in us and shut down all the noise. Because I'm talking to myself. I sometimes allow the noise to dim the noise or the voice of the Holy Spirit. And my mind gets all occupied. And God is saying, pray, pray that you be filled with joy and peace. So when that's happening to me, maybe when it's happening to you, stop. Go to your Father in heaven and say, Father, I don't feel like it. I'm struggling, but would you fill me with joy and peace? And guess what? He will. Just calm down the noise. See, when I come here to share God's word with you, sometimes I come into church and there's a lot of noise going on. But like I prayed earlier, may the mind of Christ dwell in me richly. Kick the noise out and let me hear from your throne of grace. Let the joy of my salvation be actively working in my life. And his peace is not as the world gives peace. It's peace that's beyond education, knowledge, or any book we can read. It's supernatural. Colossians 1. I kind of was interested in this because we're going to look at Colossians 1, 9 to 11. And guess what? It's Philippians 9 to 11. There's different words, but same verses. All right. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will. So, prayer is about praying for others and praying for ourselves that we'll actually know the will of God for our life. And through all the wisdom and understanding that the Holy Spirit gives. Back to that again. What's the source? Why is that the greatest gift God could ever give a believer when he comes to faith? Is the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. And then so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have a great endurance and patience. All right? So the Holy Spirit, that we learn how to listen to him and please him. That's counter to other verses in the Bible. Learn how to please the Holy Spirit that lives within you. Not grieve him. Please him, not grieve him. So learning that. And bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Now, you know, guys, it's just not some course we took about who God is, but it's the knowledge of God is the enemy is going to try to make you and I think he's a small God when he's a big God. He's big. He's bigger than your problem, bigger than your health issues, bigger than your relationships. Learn the knowledge of how big God is. Don't focus in your thought life how small you think he is. He's huge. And then with all power according to the glorious might, that you may have great endurance and patience. I hear Christians say, I wish I never prayed for patience. Patience is huge because endurance and patience, allowing to have patience have its perfect way in your life, builds you up. Builds you up. And encourages you and lifts you up. So that's the kind of God we have. He's big. He's huge. Now Philippians, same verses, 9 to 11. And this is my prayer. that your love may abound more and more in the knowledge and depth and insight, so you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless in the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God Almighty. Your love needs to be a growing thing. Love may abound, be part of your life. More and more, and that love comes from a knowledge and depth of insight in the who God is, who He is on your behalf. Pure and blameless, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes from Jesus Christ. Where does righteousness come from? It comes from Jesus. He gifted you with being right or righteous before God. How do we feel sometimes? Unrighteous. But now he's asking us now to fill us with the fruit of the righteousness that doesn't come from us personally, but comes from Jesus. Comes from Jesus. A gift. And wow, that gift that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Do you ever stop and thank Him that His love is so huge for you? Just stop and I don't care what's going on in your life, but say, Lord, I'm glad you're for me, not against me. I'm going to stop and thank you for who you are. Thank you are your mighty God, that you are bigger than what I'm going through, way bigger than what I'm going through. So when I go to you, Father, with these requests, I'm willing to wait on the Lord. I'm willing to wait on the Lord. I had some fun with Nancy. She said, what's the next verse? Thessalonians. Right? 2 Thessalonians 3. For as for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord of Jesus Christ might spread rapidly and be honored just as it was with you. All right? You know, this church is involved with praying for Libertyville, Lake County, Illinois, the nation, and the nations. Part of our prayer life was going through life and maybe issues of life. Stop, and think about the huge thing that God is doing in the world. We prayed this morning for the missionaries that are working amongst all the athletes and people that are in Italy and handing out Bibles. He said, stop and pray for the bigger picture. For Lord, the message of the Lord may spread rapidly. Especially, I believe, in these last days. Because the Spirit of the Lord is going to spill out to all flesh. And you and I have a huge opportunity. It's not like last week when a worker was at my house and this young boy received Jesus. That's exciting. That's my little bit of my part. But you and I are part of a bigger picture for praying that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly throughout the world. Do my part, but pray for the bigger picture, for missionaries, for people that are bold about their faith. And pray that we may be delivered from the wicked and evil people, for not everyone has faith. Wow. Pray for people that have really done bad things to us. They're there. They're out there. The wicked and evil people, they're there. They're there with their sharp tongue. They're there with their words of discouragement. Their words of put down. Their words of just defrauding who you are. They're there. They're there. But we're asked to pray that we may be delivered. You know, this could be a whole nother message, but you know what? The response to people that hurt you is extremely important. We can either succumb or get God's wisdom to speak love back to them. Speak God's grace to them. And not be tripped up by them. But have the God response to them, not the flesh response to them. We be delivered the God way from wicked and evil people. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. He's behind the wicked people. So let's define, you know, forgive the people that really hurt you and everything else. Because know the one that's behind that. It's the devil himself. Follow that? All right? God loves that person that did you wrong. But God will protect you from the one that's behind that person that did you wrong, which is the evil one. Hey guys, he's got us covered from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. Not finished yet. But then we're going to get in this thing that when I was all alone with Jesus, he showed me. I love connecting the dots sometimes. And sometimes they're hard to find, but connect the dots. Because all God's word is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we can connect the dots. But Revelation 22:20. He who testifies on these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Don't ever forget to pray, come, Lord Jesus. Now, some people, you know, you look different ways of looking at this. Yes, I'm coming soon. It can be look like it might be next week, or it just means suddenly. Quickly, in the twinkling of an eye. This place could get emptied out. So, don't forget in our prayer life, not only praying for who he is and how strong he is and the things we face in life and the health issues and relationship issues and all the things because that really comes from the evil one, but stop sometimes and say, Lord, come. You know what? It's this kind of actively praying for Jesus to return and come is Israel was a prisoner in Egypt for many years. And it said God heard their crying out. I think that could be the same of when you're going to come. Even though a lot of time passed by, he did come and deliver a whole nation from bondage. Jesus is coming. And then when he comes and we're gone in a twinkling of an eye, imagine there'll be not even a thought about your struggle on this earth. Not even an inkling. Because you'll be with him and you'll be like him. Just like that. Just like that. So part of our prayer, my prayer, when I'm praying for strength and help and all the things that we kind of looked at already, I got to add on that, Lord, I come quickly. Come, Lord Jesus. Now, Juan prophetically mentioned something this morning that why don't we pray the Lord's Prayer? We're going to do this a little differently this morning, but I want to give a little teaching that I got alone on the farm with Jesus and the Holy Spirit, asking me for more revelation of who he is, how mighty he is, how strong he is, and who's he all about. And spending time, just quality time, sometimes for weeks, meditating on the Word of God. Hey, there's no replacement for you and I to know what God's Word says. That takes some time and effort on our part to open up the Bible and start planting those promises and those truths within you. And the Holy Spirit will ignite what you planted and give you faith and strength. So, here's what I learned in connecting the dots. How many people want to be blessed? I hope all of you. Yep. Amen. Amen. That's called the Beatitudes. And he said, "Blessed are you. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. Blessed are you." All right. Holy Spirit. Out of not even asking him, I said, the Holy Spirit says, "Oh, you want to see what I meant in the Lord's Prayer about blessing your life? Yeah, I'm interested in that, Lord. Show me these blessings. Really, are they perfectly connected with the Lord's Prayer? Here we go. Our Father who art in heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The connection is when our Father art in heaven, who are the poor in spirit? Those who have not really come to realize how great God is and how weak they are to attain that relationship. So our Father out in heaven, blessed if your spirit is empty and you know the going place to fill it. Hallowed be your name. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be satisfied, comforted. Hey, a holy God, blessed are you who recognize his holiness in your sinfulness, and he loves you. And guess what? Earthly sorrow will get you zero. Godly sorrow will get you everything. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meekness is huge. It's this whole idea of surrender and submitting to our Heavenly Father and to Jesus Christ and what he did. The kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Wow, there's a connection to that knowledge of the beatitude, the blessing of God, that when you really find out who he is, they shall be inherit earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Next one. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they'll be satisfied. So when you're praying that, give us a day our daily bread, you know, there's much more than just somi or bread. It's the bread of life. God himself, the bread of life. And if you hunger for that food, you will be totally satisfied. Forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. Some like to translate that a little more meat to it. Forgive us our sins just as we forgive others who sin against us. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. See the connection? Forgive them. Forgive them our debts as we also forgive our debtors. How do you do that? Blessed are the merciful, for they shall then receive mercy. Do not lead me into temptation, but deliver me from the evil one. Blessed are the pure at heart, for they shall see God. They will see God in an amazing way, that he's greater than our enemy, the devil. And so as we go before, we're blessed. God blesses the pure, innocent heart that believes in the God that loves them and forgives them. And God's not leading you into temptation. God can't leave you in temptation. He has nothing to tempt you with, but it's the devil. And we have a pure heart towards God. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. That talks about you and me. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons or sons and daughters of God. You know, it's the expansion of this kingdom is also in the sermon up in the blessing. Blessing are the peacemakers. Those for thy kingdom come and thy power and glory forever and ever. Amen. We are part of that army. We are part of the army. And then this is not always in all your manuscripts, but if you forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you, persecute you, and all say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me. That's a huge, huge power to forgive those who hurt you. So, I bet you, I hope you've been all anxiously waiting your part before we close. And I'm going to give you all a break. I'm being generous this morning. But I'm going to be saying the Lord's Prayer, but I'm going to be pausing. And I'm asking, as your pastor, that the Holy Spirit, you learned a little bit about the Beatitudes and the connection with the Holy Spirit, but there's much more. There's always more. God is full of more, you know. So I'm going to give you a pause. Now, I'm giving you a break, but if you want to be so bold to say something during that pause time, what that part means to you, I'll give you the grace to say it. And I'll also give you the grace to just internalize it. Is that okay with you? Okay with everybody? So you got freedom either way, either to speak it out or just enjoy what God is speaking to you about, okay? And you ready for this? I know God is. I know God's Holy Spirit is. I know how much He loves you and wants to take you deeper into all He is. So here we go. Father, just quietly, just our Father in heaven. Hallowed. You got?
Yeah. Say what comes to you.
Yeah.
That's leading me out.
Hallowed is your name.
He has so many names that whatever we need, we can call on that name.
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, I refuse to be anxious about anything. But with prayer and supplication, I let you know my needs with thanksgiving.
Can you say kind of the pictures that we saw? I saw a bunch of pills and the spirit. I don't know what that was. I'm going to
be. May the best man win.
Give us today, our daily bread.
Jesus, we want to know you more. I pray that our intimate times with you would be so personal and so amazing that we would know Jesus more and more and more.
And may you be the first one that we run to.
Father, I thank you. You remind me that you know even a sparrow that falls to the ground. You know about it. And you say, I am way more important than that. And you have my needs met in Jesus' name. And forgive us our debts or sins as we forgive those who sinned against us.
Cheat and do a little rewind to the daily bread. Just pictured waking up, getting out of bed, and seeing laying by the bedroom door tools for the day, without even knowing yet what the next day brings. Like that God would, He actually prepares us for each day, and you know, oftentimes we can look ahead and worry so much about the future, which when we wake up in the morning, we don't even know what the day we're about to experience is past, but He does. And He has all the tools that we need ready for us when we wake up.
Where are we at? Number 12?
Yeah.
I heard of emancipation from evil.
Yes, Lord, thank you. We all have earthly fathers that we are by. We are by our earthly fathers, but yet we can choose to be of our Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray that we would forgive the way our Heavenly Father forgives. Lord, that we wouldn't look to our humanity, but we would look to You, Holy Spirit. We thank You, Father, that You love us. You care for us. You forgive us. And so therefore, we can be of our Heavenly Father and forgive supernaturally, Lord.
Thank You that we can release Your power through our choices to be like You and forgive and love, and that we can release the chains of the enemy on people around us.
Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
We just rejoice that our name is written in heaven.
Yeah, I heard God's party is greater.
Along with that verse, I just heard Todd in the hallway say to his daughter, "No, no, baby girl, that's the wrong door."
And I just saw this picture of a lion and walking with a lion and clinging to the lion's mane and saying, "Guide me, God, guide me, Lord." And how He sees the enemy, but we can be guided by Him.
Father God, I just thank You that You have defeated the devil. Father, I thank You that You said about me that I can have authority over all the power of the enemy. Father God, help me take that authority. Amen.
Amen.
I'm leaving out that last part. It's not in the scriptures anyhow. That's something added later, but it can be important too. But it's but that was good. Thank you guys for participating. And you know what? Like Juan said, let's pray the Lord's Prayer. Let's worship team come up here right before they come up here. the day before we leave, let's all say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Let's go ahead and stand. We're going to sing the stand. Let's stand. And we're just going to worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're a God of prayer. You showed us that you're an intercessor. God, you're a high priest, Lord God. You stand in the gap for people, for all of us, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you're a forerunner, Father God, and that you desire, Lord God, that we win, that we have victory in every day. So we just look to you this morning, Lord.
You stood before creation, eternity in your hands.